Joining the Army National Guard used to mean a commitment of just one weekend a month and 2 weeks each summer. Not anymore. These days, Guard members may be sent to Iraq for 1 year or longer. These so-called civilian soldiers face many dangers. 176 have been killed in the war in Iraq. They also face financial hardship. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reports.
It's difficult to identify a typical National Guard member. They're as diverse as the nation, but Kippy Dobbles is probably about as typical as one gets.
Hey, I'm working. What's up?
Yeah.
A self-described patriot, licensed electrician, and all-around fix-it man,
okay,
Dobbles joined the Florida National Guard 20 years ago. He was called up during hurricanes and floods and other natural disasters. Then came the war in Iraq. Dobbles' unit was dispatched to Tikrit, Saddam Hussein's hometown. He spent a year there before returning to Florida this past June. To say he was glad to be home would be an understatement.
You don't have to worry about mortars coming in or getting shot at when you're driving on the road or improvised explosive devices or rocket-propelled grenades were just things you always had to watch out for.
While in Iraq, Dobbles called his wife once a week. At a dollar a minute, they couldn't afford to talk for long. During their conversations, they studiously avoided one subject, finances. Dobbles knew his family was taking a hit, but he couldn't afford to worry about mortgage payments and credit card bills.
Because, I mean, if something happens, you have to react instantly, faster than the person that's doing it to you. And you have to be able to react like you need to, instead of, oh, I didn't pay the, oh, well, there's somebody there looking at me. No, you can't be distracted like that.
Dobbles' employer, a vitamin company, held his job for him while he was in Iraq. That's the law. But they did not make up the difference between his civilian salary and his smaller National Guard salary, a not insignificant amount.
Rough figure, $30,000.
That's real money.
Oh, yes. Significant amount when your means are up there and then all of a sudden your means decrease and you're still got to get everything back down to where you can still manage. It's a real hard time to try to figure it out.
One survey found that 40% of National Guard members lost money while posted overseas. Some call it the Patriot Penalty, and a few Florida legislators are trying to do something about it. A bill proposes that the state of Florida subsidize companies that choose to help their employees who belong to the Guard. For every dollar the company contributes, the state would match it. A similar bill failed to pass last year because some lawmakers were worried about the cost, about $15 million.
I don't buy it.
That's Steve Geller, the Florida state senator sponsoring the bill.
It's time for politicians to stop saying how much they love our soldiers and put our money where our mouth is and show it. And whether you support the war or oppose the war, you have to support our troops. They're doing what we have told them to do. We have to support them.
So you're saying show me the money.
Right.
Other states have passed similar legislation, all designed to make life a bit easier for members of the National Guard and other armed services. Last week, Ohio passed a law that, among other things, makes it illegal for landlords to evict family members of soldiers or cellular phone companies to charge penalties for canceled contracts. New Mexico is now underwriting $250,000 in life insurance for Guard members. Legislators in Oregon have introduced more than a dozen bills that would give troops everything from tax breaks to free hunting and fishing licenses. All of this is helpful, says John Godey, spokesman for the National Guard Association, but it won't help those Guard members hardest hit, the self-employed.
Put yourself in the place of somebody that owns a very small business. They have to leave their business behind. Chances are there is a pretty significant pay gap in between what they made in civilian life and what they make in the military. And then when they have to come back and perhaps rebuild that business.
Godey points out that the Army National Guard is having trouble recruiting new members. They're 13% short of their recruitment goals, and fewer Guard members are reenlisting. Kippy Dobbles says he would gladly serve in Iraq again if asked. He says he doesn't expect to get rich doing so, but neither does he expect to lose money.
I'm not doing it for the benefits, and most of everybody else isn't. They just want to make their daily wage and feed their families.
Eric Weiner, NPR News, Miami.